This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
The only way we're signing this is if there's penetration. We don't care who or how. There has to be something's going into somewhere in this office.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is the Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Folger Emerson. And we debut the game show, Feminists Reminisced. And now your host. Already looking ahead, hoping 2021 is his year. Deese Casillas.
Malib Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another episode. Happy New Year, everyone, even though I think you guys heard from us on the first of the year, to be actual, but that was recorded before the first year. Now we're all here in studio. We have a producer, Jeremy Person. Jeremy, what's up? Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
And Sophie, not here tonight. Sophie is out sick. Isn't that right?
Right.
Uh-huh. All right. And but we do have comedian Folger Emerson with us. Join us. How you doing, buddy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you doing good?
All doing
right.
Great.
Yeah.
Doing
small great. Smattering. Small smattering. All right, that's enough. we got a lot to talk about. New year, new stuff. I'm trying some new things this year. Before I'm going to try going straight this year. it's
luck.
Not going to work. Before I get into this, I want to ask Folger, since he was not here last week when we went over this. Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
I have not made any New Year's resolution. I made one last year.
What was it?
So and I lived up to it. I went a whole year without doing it. I wanted to stop using the phrase the noise white people make when they're like walking, like when they're both trying to get like and I stopped
none all year.
I didn't do it.
One.
I did them in my head.
Okay, yeah.
But I didn't do a single one, and people like, because I was working at a call center last year.
Oh, you gotta be extra white at a call center.
And I would open up a door and someone would be standing there and they'd be like, oh, and I would just not say a thing. And I think people think I thought I was going to shoot up the place or something.
This guy,
like that.
Well, with that beard you got going on now. Do you do white face where when you get in an elevator with another white person, you do like the no teeth?
Oh, yeah,
kind of like cheeks up almost near as well. Do you do that?
Oh, I do that all the time. When I'm walking by someone,
raise your eyebrows. Like,
I'll try to do the head nod, like the nod.
Do you go up or do you go down?
I go up every time. I heard that up was for respect and down was for acknowledgement, but I was told that by a douchebag. So,
well, they know. That's like, it's the equivalent of the Harley two fingers. two fingers down, you know, when they Harleys, people on Harleys.
Oh, thing. The wave. Yeah. It's not Harleys. That's that anyone in a bike
Jeep,
does that.
You know, Jeep. You know, Jeep you know,
Jeeps
you know
have the, yeah, that's so stupid.
And, well, they have a whole Bible on this stuff and they have a whole hierarchy. Like depending on the year of your Jeep, the model of your Jeep, you got to wave first and hold your wave until the other person responds to you. And like,
so stupid.
It's fucking ridiculous. The,
so actually like, I know some bike, I used to know a lot more, but like a lot of people hate Harley riders and they would do, they would do the wave and then they would get flipped off, you know, if they were wearing a Harley. So I know a guy in Lewiston, Idaho. I went to Iraq with him. In the last like 15 years, he hasn't driven a car. He only drives his bike.
He rides
like
in
motorcycle.
Lewiston?
Yeah.
Everywhere?
He has snow chains for it.
For a motorcycle?
Yeah. And because we were, this was a while ago,
that
like six or 7 years ago, we were driving up from Boise after training down there. And we're like taking shifts in the van while people were sleeping because we were tired and shit. And I was like, all right, man, your turn to drive. And he had his shades on and he just goes, no, thanks, man. I don't drive cages.
my mind is a cage. You can't trap me again.
And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, I only drive two wheels till I die. And I'm like, you fucking.
It's going to be sooner than you think. Jesus that
is
attitude.
Is he a character in a Robert Rodriguez
like,
movie?
Yeah,
who
you,
is
like,
this guy?
So, this guy is a character. So I won't say his real name. But so when you in the Army, if you do a combat deployment, you get a patch on your uniform.
Yeah.
That's what the patch on the right is. It's your combat patch. Everyone in the Army has one on the left. But if you got one on the right. And so if you've deployed with like multiple units, you can wear them at different times. And he was.
Wait, you don't wear them. They don't all go on all the time.
No, you can't wear more than one on one side. Oh. They won't fit.
I like that there's like a dressing issue with the Army. Like just make them smaller.
He got demoted for refusing to take his dick piercing out.
How did they find that out?
Man, Iraq is a lonely place. but he was in the Combat Vet Motorcycle Association and he took it like way too seriously. But it's like those guys are great. They do great things. But like one of the rules of being in a motorcycle club is you get given a nickname. You don't give yourself a nickname.
Right.
And so he's a huge ICP fan.
Wow.
And he
this
has,
guy
like,
sounds better all the time.
This is what I'm saying.
I hope
this
he gets in a motorcycle
just got
accident.
The aroma of cigarette smoke and old like mildew.
Right.
Just fucking.
And like Mickey's big mouth and camel wides.
Yeah. The fact of the matter, he's actually a really cool guy, a good soldier, but he's just weird.
Yeah.
I like the guy.
He seems like a drums, roll your own.
Yeah. But he had the Hatchet Man tattoo. So he wanted his nickname in the motorcycle club to be Hatchet.
Yeah.
And then, but he showed up to a meeting one day in a leather jacket and it had four patches on one side and four on the other. And they were all different ones. Like
yeah.
Ones he hadn't earned. And so they started calling him patches.
Wait,
he's like,
he hadn't earned them?
Yeah. But this was a leather jacket.
So
you could
just get them.
You could just buy them.
You just, well, wait, how? You just buy them?
Yeah, you buy them on Amazon. You could go to Amazon right now and type in what, like 82nd Airborne and order a patch. And then
I'm gonna get a Vietnam veteran hat and wear it around.
Yeah, there's no law saying you can't.
When I was younger and I first started driving, I didn't have my own car, so I would use my parents, which my mom got from her dad when he died.
Yeah,
and he had Korean War and Vietnam veteran stickers on the back, and I always hated driving around in that thing. I was like 20, fucking driving around in this truck. Like, nobody believed it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. The age, it doesn't add up.
No.
The fucking Agent Orange got me. Yeah, but they called him Patches. And I love nicknames in the Army because my nickname was just The Douche.
Well, yeah, that tracks. No one ever gets a nickname you want.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. Like, I thought, because my soldiers.
You don't get Maverick and Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
My soldiers,
Goose. You get Goose.
Yeah, my soldiers in Iraq, it's always loud, and they would yell, you know, Emerson, Emerson. And I would never, for some reason, I wouldn't hear Emerson. And one day somebody said, Hammerstein. And I heard that. So, like, there were a couple times when they were trying to get my attention. And if they said Hammerstein instead of Emerson, I would hear it. And so I was like, that's a cool nickname. Like, just call me the Hammer. And they're like, no, you fucking douche.
And there it
damn
is.
It. I don't want to be called the douche. There was a guy. His nickname was Muffin Top because he wore one of those, like, super tight shirts. And his little fucking muffin top was sticking out. And he wanted to, I forget what he wanted everyone to call him. But, like, over the radio, like, he would, like, be calling commands and shit over the radio. And then, like, somebody else in the convoy would be like, shut up, Muffin Top. like over comms, dude. Because you don't know who said what.
The Iraqis are like, these Americans are so crazy.
you can't recognize people's voices over comms.
Yeah,
so.
it just sounds like people who are going to die soon.
Wait, can I say one more thing about nicknames?
Yeah.
So, Ewan McGregor, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi, his brother is a pilot in the Royal British Air Force. His call sign is Obi-2.
Was it coincidence or did he pick that?
I think that was before the prequels.
Before, so. Yeah, he just was like, it was just meant to be. No New Year's resolution this year, though.
None.
You didn't? Do you usually not do one?
I very rarely do New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Jeremy, did you see you had one?
I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's just setting them up. It's setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
I'm just perfect already. I don't need to change.
That's what
anything.
I said last
week,
too.
Yeah, you guys, everyone else needs to get their shit together.
Yeah,
fine.
Exactly.
They could be, it should be called New Year's amendments.
Yeah.
Something you got to change about yourself.
I feel like it's the same thing I say about like birthdays. I don't want to celebrate my birthday. Everyone's fallen out of a vagina at some point in their life. That's kind of how this works.
Not everyone came out of a vagina.
Well, you know, we are in a uterus, whatever.
Okay.
And technicalities. But like I want like achievement day where we celebrate a day that we achieved something that we like worked towards in our lives instead.
That's,
you know,
that's everything. That's called a promotion at work or a diploma.
Yeah, celebrate that. Celebrate that. That's a big, that's
people
you,
do
that's
celebrate
a, but that's
promotions.
What you worked for. Do they? I don't know. I've never been promoted in a job. I didn't know. Fucking job. Fucking idiots. Slackers. I'm making some changes this year though. I've been very, as everyone knows, I've been extremely sleep deprived. Every year I get very sleep deprived. I get my insomnia kicks in hard, in fall, in winter, in October it hits and it usually carries through about October into February. It's been excessively bad this year. And, I've been going days without sleeping and I've been eating mushrooms on a regular basis also, which I think is, I don't know if that's helping. So here's my problem. Sleep deprivation extrapolates the depression, and mushrooms help combat the depression. But I don't think mushrooms are helping the sleep deprivation psychosis setting in. So what I've done is I started going to see a therapist, right? For a multitude of reasons. But literally today while talking, this is the second time I've seen my therapist. It's like the first time where we actually started kind of getting in the weeds about some things. And I said something to her and her response was, oof. Like she literally, like it shook her to her core. She was like the thing where she like paused, like turned her head and she's like, not like it was, she, I don't think she meant it loud enough to where like it was be heard, but she's like, oof.
Like her pencil snapped. Yeah. Like,
oh yeah. And I'm like Jesus Christ, lady, if that's where you're going, oof, we got a lot. We haven't even scratched the surface.
I have
yet.
So many questions though, because I don't actually think it's a therapist. I think you've cornered someone.
Yeah, then I'm just sitting down at the bus
just
station.
The fucking bartender that he won't
leave. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
No, I mean, I'm like, listen, bitch, I quit drinking for this, you fucking uneducated cunt. What, do you get your fucking degree at Full Sail University? Like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to need some help here. Not just like a, oof, man, I don't know what to do with that. If like I said, this is day two. I haven't even really opened up. And you're already shocked beyond words where you don't have a real response. I'm like, this is probably going to go poorly.
But what was the question? This is confidential. Don't worry.
He's crying right now. Yeah. This is good shit.
With the, I won't say what the question was.
What was the answer?
There was a lot of questions. So like,
11.
She had to break. She broke out like a book today. Like she's like, oh, let me hold on. I need. like got out this book.
The DSM-4 trying to diagnose your mental illnesses. Yeah. Well, the problem is you're still on mushrooms. I'm not even a real person.
You're talking to a ficus plant right now. And this building's been condemned for 40 years.
I'm Plaza Security.
it was a very... she literally had to break out a book and like pause, went to a timeout, went to a file, pulled out a book, and started like asking me this questionnaire thing.
Calling crime check.
She's like, okay. It was a lot of like, man.
She's probably like a children's psychologist or something.
A psychologist that's a child. She's like Doogie Howser of psychologists. That'd be great.
That'd be a good show.
Yeah. Child reboot. Psychologist. Oh, yeah. Except it's a kid who's I'm thinking.
Doogie Howser MSW. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking. Who's that Jewy kid from Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah.
Curly
head kid.
Yeah, Jewy. We're saying
I'm
going to
Google
thing.
It.
He'd be good. He's Jewish, so he's obviously going to be a doctor.
Yeah, good lawyer, at that. Doctor,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm Googling Jewy kid from Stranger Things. Doesn't pop up with his picture.
What? Just Stranger Things cast. He'll come up.
Yeah,
is it? It's like Wolf. Sure. Some of the Wolf in his name. I feel like he's actually German. I think, but close enough.
Harvey Weinstein pops up a whole bunch.
Harvey Weinstein.
And Stan Lee. That's weird.
Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
you type in Jewy kid from
Jewy
Stranger
kid from
Things.
Stranger Things, and Stan
he's,
Lee
I mean,
is
Stanley's
the
Jewy.
Eighth picture.
Interesting.
And then, Weinstein is. Twice in the top 10.
Yeah, child psychologist, and he like gets in. It's like I want to put it like kind of like House though, where he has a drug addiction.
Oh yeah,
and he's like roofing.
He's
girls
cheating on
and,
his wife.
Yeah, he's cheating on his wife. He married one of his first clients, supermodel Ireland Baldwin.
Like, throw in some Catch Me If You Can. He's not actually credentialed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's right. Like, so he's on the run. It's just the fugitive because they think he killed his wife. This is a great show with starring that Jewy kid from Stranger Things.
It's a reality show.
Did you go and get that thing today? No.
No, I didn't have time. I might go get it. Folger, you'll like, yeah, we should enter. Folger's Jewish.
The Mensch on a Bench?
Yeah.
I like it.
So the Mensch on a Bench. What the idea is you get to make a wish to the Mensch on a Bench, and then we offer you a cheaper version of that wish.
That so there is some legitimacy to that.
I'm well aware of the history of the culture.
No. Like if the Mensch on a Bench, it's not called, I forget what it's called, but there's like a wishing well thing for Jews, but there's a thing.
Yeah. Called the Bible, right? Or the Torah, isn't it? That's your wish.
No, you're
well.
Thinking of the newest model of Toyota. There might be a Mazda, the Mazda Torah.
All-wheel drive all the
so
time.
So do I get to make it's a great. Wish right now?
Yeah, you can make a wish to the Mensch on a Bench.
Let's get back to me on that.
Okay.
So the kid's name, are you thinking Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking of the Gaiden, the kid with the weird face.
Let's see a picture of
him. Chunky kid?
No, I was thinking Wolfhard.
The kid with the weird
smile. Yeah.
Okay, so that kid did actually pop up.
Yeah, that's the kid I was thinking of.
You need to get me a TV mounted right here.
I know. We got one over here.
We need one right here behind me.
We could move it.
No, we just need an extra one.
Two? More multiple? Yeah, I know. Change the whole setup.
Oh, wait, I can see this one. You can see this one.
Oh, man, I know. Once I get all that fat settlement money.
Sue your therapist for laughing at you.
Oof. I just couldn't. Like, literally, I left. And
you know
I,
she went home to her husband, too, and she's like, this fucking guy I am working with.
which is worse, the... oof, or the eesh.
Like, I mean, there were a couple times she was left speechless, and I'm like, she like was just kind of like,
you know, I think, see, I don't buy it. I think she, as soon as you walked in, she had you down to a T.
You think
and she's
so?
Like, what's gonna help this guy is if he thinks his therapist can't handle it.
Oh yeah, it's my ego. I need to think.
She's ahead of the game. You're not her first rodeo.
I don't know, man.
That's a good call.
I play it pretty close to the vest.
You've been to a lot of therapists, haven't you?
This is my first. It was a very weird. It's been very, very odd because I realized that I was drunk and on drugs for 25 years.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
And then I just got sober, and I'm like, ah, fuck, man. Fucking feelings and shit.
Yeah.
And like shit I didn't process from like being 15. I'm like, well, I'm gonna, this is a big hole to dig out of. This might take me a while. So it's gonna be fun. But I think it's good. It's a good thing. I think that's my, not a New Year's resolution. That's the only thing I'm trying to figure out this year. Be less of a psycho.
That is a New Year's resolution.
Is it? You think it so? You're
the fucking system.
I'm in the system now. You're part of the system. I've been in the system for other reasons.
You got mainstream.
I'm just trying to be less of a psychopath, I decided. So I realized, like, I haven't slept in 3 days. It's fucking 9:30 at night. I should eat a bunch of mushrooms. I realized, like, maybe that wasn't. Those were, like, not the best plan for life. And then I just, like, I'm going down to the comedy club and like fucking just high as shit on mushrooms, just hanging out. I'm like, this is fine. This is okay. The only thing I ate today was these mushrooms, and I'm on 10 hours of sleep in the last week.
How come mushrooms are psychedelic? Like, there's no like psychedelic like asparagus out there.
Oh man, maybe there is.
I mean, yeah, there have. I mean, they had
let them ferment enough.
How long did they know that mushroom, that these types of mushrooms were gonna screw them up?
I wish I would have known longer. That's the thing. I always wonder how many, once someone found a mushroom that got them high, and then they're like, is it all mushrooms? But some mushrooms just taste bad. Some get you high, and some will kill you.
Yeah.
What has as much range as mushrooms besides women? Some taste bad, some get you high, and some will kill you. It's the same thing.
I smell a segue.
there had to have been a guy, like, as they were all like trying to explore what greeneries will
like
get you
poison
high.
Berries.
Well, no, there had to have been a guy who like tried like a flower, and he's like, he wanted to fit in, so he's like, oh man, I'm so like, I'm seeing colors right now. There's something like,
I'm so
totally
fucking
just
high, you guys. Call my parents.
Just like in the indigenous tribe, some guy named Jerry who was like, hey Jerry, eat this, tell me what it does to you. Jerry's got like boils, his fucking asshole is on fire from shitting out everything. His pee is green, and he's like got mouth sore. He's like, I don't know what I can eat anymore, guys. Although it is nice that we live in a time where we don't have to experiment on what things happen. Also, it's nice that we live in a time where I can get mushrooms at any time. Folger, have you ever done mushrooms?
No, I was only ever marijuana and cocaine.
Do you want to do mushrooms?
Nah.
Are you sure?
I've
got a bunch in this room.
Have I already done mushrooms? Is that why you fed me when I got here?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I put on my dick.
Am I your therapist? Am I your therapist right now?
How about you're about to say oof, that's for sure. No mushrooms, never would want to?
I never had a desire to do psychedelics.
How come?
I have an active enough imagination. I feel like throwing an M80 in the mix is just not a good idea.
You know what?
I'm the same way, and I've done them before, and I fucking hate them. I've had...
Mushrooms?
Yeah. I've never really liked them.
Really? Like,
yeah. When I was microdosing for...
I finished those off, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I was microdosing for a little bit just to kind of play around, see how they worked, and one night I was like, I'm going to dig a little bit more. So I got high and actually kind of enjoyed it for the first time ever. So the next night I was like, I'm going to do it again. Fucking ate twice as much.
Yeah, they can't.
And just, no.
There's a fine line. Here's the thing. You always start small because you can always get higher. And you can't get less high.
I started small. I was sitting there snacking on them all fucking night long. And then all of a sudden, all of them kicked in at once.
Oh. See, what I do is it depends on like if I'm going to fry for a couple hours. Like, I mean, what I've been doing recently is I microdosed, or like the other night I took like one big cap and two big stems. So that was like a kind of a little mild. I was about 3 hours about the last hour I was feeling, you know, vibing.
Yeah, I went for about 10 hours and I ended up in the shower the whole time Googling how to fucking come down from
mushrooms.
There's
no way. It's just time.
And I was like, time's going so slow.
That doesn't sound fun.
It was not fun at all.
Have you ever done any, so just cocaine and marijuana?
And I haven't done any since the day I joined the Army.
You don't wink, wink.
I mean, what happens overseas? Huh? Uh-huh. No, I haven't. I got out of the Army, and all my friends are like, "You gonna smoke weed now?" And I'm like, "I never missed it."
Yeah, it's like
I never missed it.
I'm the same way.
So like, you never had ecstasy or anything like that.
No, I'm trying to describe
the body high, because if you can get a little bit of mushrooms, you don't see. I think people worry about like the hallucination going out of their minds, and it's really not like that. I've had two times out of all the times I've done mushrooms where I really. Like kind of lost it and blacked out and don't recall. One of them, I ended up naked in the woods. I jumped out a second story window of my house and ran naked into the woods at night. That was fun, I guess. And the other time I woke up in a hospital. So those not fun, but also I did a lot of mushrooms. Most of the time, it's just like you get a really good body high. You kind of feel like tingly and good. You smile, you laugh, and you'll have a little visuals, but nothing major. Like, you know, things will kind of move a little funny and just feel good.
See, I just
I love it.
I don't like not being. I don't even like being drunk. I very, very rarely get drunk even, and I'm not a good drunk at like you have never seen me drunk.
I don't think I. I don't know if I've ever seen you like, where I've seen you like. More drunk than sober, but I think someone needs to make sure Folger gets home.
Yeah, no, I've always been in control. Like I love riding a good buzz. Like that's why I love camping. You just drink all day. You don't go heavy, but you just fucking drink all day, and then you're like, yeah, let's build a picnic bench.
Yeah, I wish I could find that sweet spot.
Oh, it's, you gotta learn. The last time I went camping, we invented a drink called a Monsterhito, and someone brought like super heavy mojito mix, and then we mixed it with Monsters, and it was just it was perfect. And then you just like I didn't have water for like a week. You're just quenching your thirst
just
with
monster,
Coors Light. Well,
Jesus
Coors Light.
Oh, all right,
you just coast it. I love the all day buzz. Absolutely, that's the best.
Yeah, the thing I miss about drinking is the day drunk. My favorite thing in the summer was to just go out to the lake and start drinking a beer and just kind of hang out. I see the thing for me with drinking. I had times where I was too drunk, but like for drinking nearly every day for 25 years, I had very few of those, and it was always like I could kind of reel it in or could like. I guess when I was younger and I was like less responsible, we'd get shit faced all night. We'd just be at a house and get hammered. But like more recently, I'm like, yeah, I don't change that much when I'm hammered. Like, I'm just a little more accentuated version of me.
I've seen you kind of out there, man.
Have I?
Oh yeah.
When? Where? What?
Went to comedy club.
Oh, maybe a comedy. I think one time I didn't.
Back when you first started like hanging out there.
Oh, maybe. That was also a sleep deprivation time, and I was still,
no, you were fucking wasted.
And I was well, sleep deprivation wasted, and I used to get real sick during the winter too. And I drink a lot of cough syrup and take codeine and do cocaine and then drink a lot of alcohol.
<That's
right.
laughs>
So I would get like I was really.
No, you were handling yourself very well then.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. All things considered, I've got a bunch of lean in me and fucking doing rails. So I think I'm doing pretty good.
Not bad for a SoundCloud rapper.
Folger, let's talk about comedy for you. You've been on the show a couple times, but it's been a while. What's new in comedy for you? Just headlined a show in Wenatchee.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, that was great. I co-headlined with Tom Meisfjord.
Okay.
It was great though. I love working with Tom. It was a great audience. Great, great audience. They paid attention. Like people in their booths were like, great setup. And I was a little nervous going into it because I've done 40. I did like what I would consider like a super comfortable, really good 45.
All
just
right.
Didn't have like, but not a lot is new this year. I'm working on webcast or web blog. I don't know what it's called.
Either
web series.
Web a bunch of stuff shot by the end of summer. and then just spending the fall editing it and then really want to hopefully copyright, patent pending, whatever. I want it to be called Getting Coffee. But I would find comedians who are combat veterans or former military service, not necessarily like, and while just driving around in a car, because like convoy, I love, absolute favorite thing to do was run convoys. And there's an aura.
Is that what you guys call boy on this girl?
You can't. I mean,
they don't have birth certificates. You can't tell the age. It's fine. They all kind of look hairy. They're like, you don't need that many. You don't need that many.
But like, there's everyone is in the same mood. Everyone's in the zone. Everyone's in the game, and you just understand what needs to be done. I know I can't recreate that with a comedian and inside a. Wouldn't like have a route planned. We would just drive around, maybe get stuck in traffic, and so I'd like actual soldiers or Air Force members or Marines, whoever, recreating the stories. Like, I want to get in
you
contact.
Don't have to.
No, not yeah, airmen or air women. Yeah, it's air personhood.
Air they, yes.
Air-X. So, like, get actual currently serving military service members to do the recreate. And there were 20 stories.
Sure.
Where, like, yeah, where a guy murders his wife, and then it shows, like, the escaping their stories to life. Some of the, hands down, the funniest stories I've ever heard have been from people in the military. I would, honestly, it would, you know, I don't care what we're drinking, but I would like to drink, like, some shitty energy. Rip It. I haven't seen one in America. They used to sell them in America. I think they made so many in America and then just sent them overseas. But anyone who's been overseas knows what a Rip It is. They know what a Rip It is. They know what a Tiger is. And they know what a Boom Boom is. And these are all, there's no FDA in Iraq.
Oh, shocking.
So, yeah. So you don't know, like the Tiger had the equivalent of like 7 cigarettes in it. It was a nicotined energy drink, which is the worst thing you can give to soldiers. And I saw a soldier give himself like heat stroke and nicotine poisoning because he had like 7 or 8 before the afternoon, like on a hot day.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
He was hospitalized. And Boom Booms, they were the size of a Red Bull. The only English word on it was boom boom. We don't.
How did they make you feel?
Oh, it was just like we would shotgun them before night missions.
Your tax dollars are going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have some pictures of us trying, because you can't. In the vest, I got pictures of us like on our sides, shotgun these boom booms.
There's like, we should get some like bootleg energy drinks like that.
I looked into it. I tried to get blue. It's like a blue and silver can.
We should try them on the air and see what they. This, like tiger blood or something in it, right?
Maybe monkey blood
for HPV.
They're an unbelievable boost that accelerates energy levels within just a few minutes of ingestion. You totally, because I right when we got back from here's trying a Saudi boom boom.
We're here,
yeah,
or completely ripped them
off. Yeah, because this isn't the actual boom boom energy drink. I'm gonna type it. Yeah, I mean they. There's the tiger, wild tiger energy drink. There it is, right there. Look at that. It's got the Iraqi writing on it and everything.
What do they speak in Iraq? Farsi,
Arabic.
It's Farsi and Iran.
French.
Well, American now.
Maybe.
Speaking of Folger, how do you? What's your take on this whole Iran thing?
My take is, I look at it and a terrorist is dead. You know,
alleged terrorist. He didn't get to be on trial. We don't know.
Well, I look at it, and I was having this conversation with someone. They're like, "How do we know he was a terrorist?" And I'm like, "We don't, and we never will. Like, the president isn't gonna run that shit by the American people."
Yeah.
Hey, we have this guy. He's got a gun to a girl's head, and they're on the top of a bell tower. Like, is it okay with you people if we take him out? Like that. I mean, that's what the government does. Is they assassinate people. It was an assassination for sure. But like, I look at it, a terrorist is dead. Did we go about it the right way? We probably could have done it better, but I mean, who knows? Maybe killing him that instant saved lives. Maybe it'll end up beat America in a war. It will never happen. We are the strongest fighting power the world has ever seen. We could defeat, our Navy alone could take out 90% of the...
Plus,
of
Canada's the got our...
China joints.
We could beat them.
Yeah, Russia, China, or...
You can't mobilize. You can't mobilize. Any war, every war, has been won because of logistics.
Yeah.
And there's no country with a better logistics. It's logistics. And America has the logistics chain. We have the trade power. We have the ability. Because you can... And their generals just said, head west and take them all out. They'd probably make it past the Rockies before they won. So, America has the resources to sustain ourselves. And but
soldiers on the land in America, I think, would be tough. You know, there's other, you know, and, you know, they're looking up bombing Washington. They make sure and type in D.C.
It's just people are like, oh, hey, no one's been drafted since Vietnam. No one's going to get drafted.
No, it was abolished.
I'm telling you, no one's ever going to get drafted again.
I hope.
There are rumors that civilians believe about the military, like the whole go to war, go to jail thing. That hasn't been a thing since the war, go to jail. They're full of shit. They disbanded that, too. That's not a thing. And if somebody invaded us, you would be hemorrhaging volunteers. That's what got people in any war.
Plus, we got that Toby Keith song.
American man. But that's the thing, is like, if Iran, if there was an attack on Americans to themselves, is like, because that would just up recruitment. Yeah, you'd get a lot of, there'd be a lot of hate too. Cared about its longevity and its prosperity. They'd be like, you know what? Yeah, we fucked up. Sorry.
Baba, that'll sell you the Boom Boom energy drinks from the Middle East, but you have to buy 3,000 of them. Are 359. So that converts over to $5.02
for a total? Pallet of 3,000. Times 3,000.
You want to go in?
I've been out. We got to drink. Not-
You know what we should do? We should get them and then take them down to the army bases, the guys, or well, like the Veterans Center and people.
The Bush Obama age of veteran, though, you know, you're never going to see enough, which were at war during the Bush and Obama presidencies. You're never going to see veterans like that again since the, you know, the conflicts overseas, and they haven't even come to an end yet. But over there in experience, that's anything.
Yeah.
That's,
you guys got some disposable income now. You sell for $10 each. People.
And, you know, like Hoop Fest, and he's a vendor on the street selling stuff, and he had Boom Booms. I'd be like, I'll pad in my wallet or bank account. I'd spend it all on Boom Booms. And, like, that's, and we, I would, all I would, to other post 9/11 veterans.
So I think that's per, actually, I think it's $5 per pack.
For 12 pack?
Yeah. I think it might be a six pack. I don't know. It's Alibaba. So
there's got to be someone over here that has them.
You'd think so.
Yeah. And there's, I had a soldier. As soon as I got back from Iraq, I got promoted into a unit, a different unit. And so like I wasn't in a unit with any of my deployed buddies, but there was a guy overseas. I won't say his name either, but just a very odd duck. He kept losing his rifle. So when you lose your rifle, you just get given a bigger gun that's harder to lose. And then
I like the guys who are too irresponsible to hold on to a gun.
Yeah.
They just give him a big. Is that why Jesse Ventura had that Gatling gun?
Probably.
Predator?
Yeah.
He's so fucking stupid. He couldn't hold. He started out with like a six shooter.
It wasn't one of my soldiers, but we were in our pre-mob, and he kept losing. He kept leaving his rifle in a porta potty. So his supervisor gave him the barrel of a 50 cal machine gun,
Jesus.
Which weighs like 30-40 pounds, and told him, you got to carry this around. And he gave him a parachute cord sling and slung it through the barrel, and then he tied he gave like 30 feet of slack, a parachute cord, and tied it around his ankle. And we saw him leaving a porta potty once, and we're like, wait, where's the barrel? We're like, wait, we see the string, and we're just watching, and he ate shit.
Oh,
he just tripped over it. But this guy, so he kept losing this other guy. He kept losing his gun, and I got to think of a different name for him because he I got to say his name in the story to make the story funny. We'll call him Johnson.
Okay.
So Johnson, he just kept losing stuff, so he had, it's called the squad automatic weapon, the M249. It's just a light machine gun. Very cool weapon. but when we would get done with mission, we had these up armored Suburbans that we were allowed to drive on base, and our chews were about a mile and a half away from our motor pool. And so we usually, the way it would go is we'd have to take two trips, and it'd be like, everyone that wants to go to chow, wait here. Everyone that wants to go back to the chews, and you'd drive everyone to the chews and then come back. Okay, let's go to chow. And we go to chow, and Johnson, he changed his mind or something, but he ended up being in the Suburban with us. And this was like, it was an early morning mission, so we're done around brunch time, and we go into the chow hall, and we're having brunch, and we're just chilling, you know, bullshitting, telling stories. And my squad leader's looking around the table, because he's constantly keeping count of everyone. He's like, okay, I got six in the chews, and seven here. Wait a minute, there's 15 people in the squad. I got myself, and he looks around, he's like, where's Johnson? And everyone's like, what? Oh, because we had all sit together.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's Johnson? And we're like, I don't know, where the hell is Johnson? I'm like, did anyone see him, like, is he getting second or something? Like, I don't know where Johnson is. And then we're like, oh, fuck it, he must have just walked, you know, because the chow hall was in between, so it was like, you know, 3/4 mile. They're like, yeah, he just must have walked to the chews. And we're like, all right, cool. And so we're sitting there, you know, I mean, this was like an hour-long brunch we had, you know, between getting the food and bullshitting, and then we go outside and we smoke, and middle of summer, so it's like 120 degrees out.
Sure.
The Suburban.
Mild summer.
Yeah, the up-armored Suburban is black with black leather interior, and it's 4 inches thick everywhere, so it's super hot. And so we're walking up to the Suburban, and one of our guys is like goes up to the window, and he looks, and he's got his hands up on the window like that, and he's like, I found Johnson! He was in the Suburban, and we go in there, and we open up the door, and he's in the back seat. Like, he doesn't even have his top off. He just has it open like this. He still has his helmet on his head. It's just unstrapped, and that machine gun is like across his lap, and he's just like, like, he looked like he died. And we're like, Johnson, what the fuck? And he's like, well, I was going to get out to have brunch with you guys, and somebody closed the door on me, so I figured you didn't want to have brunch with me. And we're like, how long were you going to wait in there? And he's like, well, I didn't want to set off the alarm, because I know if you open it up from the inside without the keys, the alarm's going to go off. And we're like, dude, I would have been like, fuck that. You slam a door in my face. I'm not going to spend an hour.
Yeah, you could have had a heat stroke.
Yeah, oh, man, it was hot in there.
Plus after all the bangs he drank.
Yeah, the tigers. Or boom booms.
Tiger booms.
Yeah, but he just that was one of the... Well, that's the thing I will never forget, that sight of I almost said his real name, of Johnson, of Johnson being sprawled out. But I bring up Johnson because there was a cigarette over there called a Miami, and you could get a carton for $5 American.
Damn.
A carton of Miamis, you know, 200 cigarettes for $5. And so I got promoted. We get back. I got promoted into this unit, and then I get promoted back into my old unit, or I get transferred back into my old unit. And I see him there, and I'm like, yo, Johnson, what's up? And he got promoted into a different unit, but it was next to that unit. So we see each other in the smoke pit. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? Long time no see. And he's like, eh. And we go outside. I was like, let's smoke. We go outside to smoke, and he has Miamis on him. And I'm like, dude, it's been like a year since we've been back. Like, you're still, how the fuck did you get Miamis? He's like, man, I sent myself crates home. It's like, $5 a carton. Are you kidding me? I'm practically making money. I was like, dude, I don't know. I mean, but it was a year, and this guy smoked like a chimney. So there's got to be soldiers out there that sent themselves crates back of boom booms, and they got them still.
Well, then I'm sitting here. The same company that makes those ones also makes the American ones. So they're all the same thing. They're just in an Americanized.
Oh, really?
There's
but
no way.
But there has. Yeah, no, there's I was going to no say, but the lack same. Of FDA, I guarantee you there's some extra
there's
shit in
be
there.
Some other stuff. All right. So, Folger, we are going to debut a game here with you.
Oh, I feel so honored.
So, are you, it's a game show. This is the first time on The Social Hour. We're premiering a brand new segment and. Take a listen to the song here.
Oh, Jesus.
And now it's time for Feminists Reminisce, the game show where we test your knowledge on women in history.
Is this why the questions had to be secret?
Yeah.
So this actually stems from something I was watching. I don't get to watch. I'm a big NBA fan. I love the NBA. I grew up in the 80s watching the Lakers in L.A. You know, Showtime, Kareem, Magic, Worthy, all that stuff. Big NBA guy. Haven't had the time to watch it. Also, ever since Kobe retired, I feel like I don't really care as much. I hate LeBron. And he's on my Lakers now. So, but I went and watched a game with some buddies of mine. I don't get to see much anymore. Hey, two other Laker guys, and we all got together and watched the game. And during the game, somehow the WNBA came up, and I'm like, we were trying to name WNBA teams and figure this out. So I started thinking about it, and I wanted to put together a trivia about women's history.
I'm gonna fail everyone.
You just gotta believe in yourself.
Yeah. So. So first question on the bat, Folger.
How many questions are there?
We've got a bunch, but I'll probably ask you somewhere around 7 to 10.
Okay.
So first question, because that's the
grading you.
Can I use my phone?
No. That's not going to, they don't keep that information on the internet. About women. because it was the springboard to this conversation, name three WNBA teams.
I don't know a single one. I couldn't.
Not even one.
I could name maybe three NBA teams.
Oh my god, not even one.
Not
could
even
could
one,
you
no.
try?
Okay.
Take if you had to guess.
The Wizards.
The Wizard hats.
Are they still called the Bullets?
Yeah. No. The Wizards is an NBA team.
Okay, all right.
They're bitches though.
Yeah.
Okay, so WNBA teams. Can you give me like a hotter or colder?
They're none of them are hot, I guarantee you. None of them are.
Let's go the Blue Jays.
I'm not.
There's every sport has a bird team. The Eagles.
I don't think they do.
No,
the Scorpions is the Scorpions
no.
one.
Yeah,
right. Are there ones that are animals?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The NBA has like the Jazz.
Okay, I'll give you. I'll
they
give
all
you...
sound like they were named at, like the Gay Pride Parade.
Kinda.
Okay. The Rainbows.
Close. You're getting closer.
Can you name? Do you have them pulled up there?
The Folgers.
No, I know there's a Sparks.
Can you name three, Jeremy?
There's the Sparks. That's all I know. LA Sparks.
Okay. I got the five or six. There's 12 total. I got half of them when we were naming them.
There's 12 WNBA
teams? There's
12
WNBA teams.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't even know that. Okay. I don't know. Well, I don't know shit about NBA.
That's okay. All right. So next year, 0 for 1. That's right. There's still time to bounce back. One of the most acclaimed female authors, Jane Austen. Name two of her books.
Pride and Prejudice.
No, get out halfway there.
Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice, dude, can we round up and call this one a point?
That's a half
you
a point.
You can have a point.
That's a half a point.
Half point.
I don't know anything about books either.
Oh well, then keeping in the literary category, what is the name of the award-winning memoir by civil rights activist and poet Maya Angelou?
Her memoir? How I Ended Up on a Coin?
I don't know why, but that seems even more racist.
I'm not a smart man.
Why does a caged bird that is the name. Okay, so since you mentioned coins, we're gonna go to this question. How many women in the history of America have been portrayed on circulating U.S. coins?
At least two.
Is
we
that
need
your
an
answer?
Exact number.
Two.
The answer is three.
Oh, so you got Susan B. Anthony, Sacagawea, and who's the third?
Who was is there?
I don't know.
Oh, look, the answer's in front of you.
I'm not the one on fucking trial here.
Yeah. okay. Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic?
And make it?
He already knows.
I know it wasn't Amelia Earhart. Is there a movie about it? I mean,
Do you guys want to know who the third one is? It's Helen Keller was on the Alabama coin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So progressive.
That's funny.
I don't know who.
It was Amelia Earhart.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Did she die in her second on the way back?
Well, she did it multiple times.
Oh, okay.
I think she died when she tried to go all the way around the world.
Okay.
Was what, right?
All right.
I don't know.
That's what happened.
I know that Hilary Swank played her in a movie.
Did she?
I don't know. Sounds like she would.
What female musical artist has sold the most records in history?
I don't want to go for the easy answer and say Beyonce. Is it Katy Perry? Or is it Beyonce?
Think older.
Aretha Franklin.
Think whiter.
Dolly Parton.
Wow.
Think smaller tits.
Think white.
Everyone.
think oddly more white trash.
It wouldn't be Britney Spears.
Oh, no. The answer is Madonna.
Okay,
with
okay.
over 250 million records.
Okay.
What was the name of the first female Supreme Court justice?
Was it RBG?
No.
Oh, man. I don't. You could ask these questions about men and I wouldn't fucking know them, dude. I have no idea.
No, okay.
I have no idea.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
No idea who that is. didn't she fight Terminators?
Okay, in the comedy realm, which female comic used to guest host The Tonight Show for Johnny Carson?
Dolly Parton? man, I got no idea. Was it an SNL cast member?
No.
Okay, so it wasn't Sarah Silverman.
She wasn't even old enough back then.
Man. I got no idea, dude. No idea.
Joan Rivers.
Oh, that checks out. That makes sense.
This shit's fucking hard. Man. I'm not even going to lie.
Nobody would ever. A woman wouldn't even get this shit.
You're up to half a point now, though. So, I mean, just.
I should be at like 7/8 of a point with the two coins. Can we call it 7/8 of a point?
Maybe. So you're like almost what a woman's considered in America. What is, in what year did American women win the right to vote?
Oh, man. Dude. Was it, can I get a decade? Was it the 20s?
It was in the 20s, we'll say that.
28.
1920. All right, we'll do one more.
I don't even know when American men were allowed to vote.
Okay, this should be easy. What was the name of the woman who designed the American flag?
Oh, Betty Ross. Betsy Ross?
There you go.
I got one.
You got one. Big winner.
1.5 points.
Oh. 1.875.
Still better to be a man. okay. all right, good job. Good job, Folger.
Thank you.
Let's see. What do we got here? We're at 15 minutes. You got some news, Jeremy?
Of course I do, because I'm a good news person.
Yeah, okay. We'll get the generic news.
Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world. This is the Social Hour News.
All right, Jeremy, what do you got?
Well, a Florida man claims to have woken up on Christmas Eve by a home intruder sucking on his toes, according to the police report. The unnamed 20-year-old man in Bradenton, Florida, told police that he was soundly asleep when the sensation of a man sucking on his toes snapped him out of his slumber. According to the documents obtained by the Smoking Gun, police responding to the reports of the burglary were the first to be told details about the bizarre incident.
I feel like that's something I would keep to my to myself.
It doesn't have an end of the story.
It says the victim asked the suspect what he was doing and told him that if he did not have any money or
money.
What he was doing and told him that he did not have any money. Oh, okay, there we go. The suspect told him he was there to suck on toes, said the police report, in which the unidentified suspect's gender has been redacted.
What's your reaction if you wake up to a strange man in your bedroom sucking on your toes?
I don't know.
Come back to bed. Oh man, that is a. I like that it says like he woke up to the strange sensation of having his toes being sucked
by a man. How do you know that sensation? Seems like you've been here before.
I feel like I just let him. I'm like, listen, if this makes you feel better, then you got to go. I don't care.
Yeah.
How long do you suck on a toe? It doesn't finish until you finish.
The person does.
So you think is it a sexual thing or is it about power?
There's something different.
It's a mental illness thing.
Yeah.
You think so?
It's not a power thing.
It's not a kink. I don't know if that's mental illness, man. People have weird fetishes.
Breaking into a house and sucking on somebody's toes? It's a fucking mental illness. I can tell you how this man reacted, though.
Ow. That's a mushroom thing.
The man apparently did not appreciate the fact that his toes were unexpectedly lodged in a stranger's mouth, responding with a violent barrage that he brought the toe-sucking to a halt and forced the intruder away from the house. The victim proceeded to punch the suspect in the mouth and force him out of the bedroom and outside into the yard, says the report. While he was forcing him out, the suspect told the victim that he had a gun and attempted to fondle attempted to fondle the victim's genital area. The gun was never seen during the altercation.
Wait, he went for the toes before the genitals?
Yeah.
That's called foreplay.
Now that's a power play.
Yeah.
It's called foreplay.
Yeah. You got to let him know who's boss. Listen, I could take any
It had to have been like they got outside and he's like, "Yo, dude, just stop sucking on my toes." And the guy was like, "All right, you asked for it."
Listen, this was your call, man.
Apparently unfazed by the assailant's gun threat, the man continued to successfully fight off his attacker, punching him across the face approximately 30 seconds. After finally wearing down the toe sucker, the man was able to return inside his home and call the police.
Can they give him a
name? However, the intruder was seemingly unwilling to give up his attack at that point.
What, see, this is why I sleep naked, so people can just go straight to suck.
Oh, it goes on.
There's more?
The man says the intruder ran back towards his house and punched out the glass in his front window. He then jumped on top of the man's car and stomped the windshield until he broke before escaping the scene on foot.
Jesus.
That's the Tallahassee toe sucker, man. That's a...
How do you a fetish like that start?
How do you go back to work the next day?
How was your weekend?
Yeah. Well,
the courage of that man.
Florida never let you down. They're always doing their best. At some point, someone needs to remind Florida that they are like, they got to get their shit together. They're part of America. No. I don't know what the fuck
you think
they're doing
that
there.
Florida's not the craziest state, man.
What's the craziest state?
Texas.
No.
Utah.
Utah's definitely like the craziest closeted state. Like, I honestly think like it'd be like, you know, Massachusetts or Oregon would be like
Oregon. Oregon is.
There's some stuff in Oregon that there's a lot of.
But they're
kind of
militias. Opposite spectrum in the craziness.
Yeah. I mean, they're like alt-right militias and weird shit like that. But I like the crazy stuff like this doesn't happen in, you know, Medford.
Yeah, you wouldn't find about like the Eugene toe sucker.
Right.
No,
that's a Florida thing for sure.
Yeah.
That's like a Florida or Germany. That happens in like Dusseldorf or fucking
whatever town from Harry Potter.
Yeah. What's your reaction? Your first move and you're like, okay, so this is the guy sucking on my toes. I guess this is what if he woke up and he was aroused and you're like, yeah, get that toe. Which toe, too? Is it a big toe? Is it
a
phallic thing?
It has to be a big toe.
Or is it, like, multiple toes?
Well, you can't, someone could be touching your pinky toe right now and you wouldn't feel it.
Are you touching my pinky toe?
Is that your pinky toe?
Something.
It has to, it has to be, a power play. Or, you know, could you imagine the cop when he's filling out the report and he's like, and then he stomped at your windshield and he's like, yeah. And the cop's just like, ugh.
And then he ran off on foot. He seemed to have a thing about feet.
He got all feet.
Maybe the guy didn't have toes.
Oh yeah. He's jealous of other people's toes. Yeah. He wants to suck them off.
Cause you can suck off your own toes.
Can you?
Yeah. You can't fit a foot in your mouth.
Two's foot. What? I can't, I'm not that flexible. I can't.
You really can't like, bite your own toe?
I don't think so.
You totally could.
Hold on.
Come on. Really?
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure I still hold the V-sit record at Selnave Elementary, so I think
the
I could.
The V-sit record?
Fuck yeah.
What's that?
When you like reach out in front of you as far as you can.
It's like really? a snowflake sit-up.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, it's not a snowflake sit-up. It's a stretch.
That's as far as I
where
get.
You sit on your butt really? And you go like as far as you can.
That's
can
a
you?
Odd. Yeah, I could totally put my toe in.
Put your toe
totally
in your mouth.
Let's see it.
All right.
I got to get pictures.
Okay. So can I just do the sock or does it have to? I mean, I don't have to take the sock.
Oh, you take the, you take
totally,
the sock
you
off.
You can totally like.
What?
Yeah.
How do you bend like that?
You gotta want it.
What are you, a gymnast?
How can you
what are you fucking, fucking, Jesus Christ, you got hammer toe too? You got like.
Or do you need a picture, Jeremy?
All right. Yeah, Michaela Maroney? I get what you, fucking Gumby over here.
And that is this. Oh no! Damn it! I didn't get it. It's too blurry. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It'd be good.
I can totally do it.
Photo now.
Can you get it?
Oh yeah. 100%.
I don't know. I can't do it. How the fuck do you guys do this? What are you guys doing?
what
are you guys
I
doing?
I could probably suck my
doing?
Own dick, man.
Oh man. If
do
I
you
could.
Think?
If you could, would you?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
I feel like I wouldn't.
Someone a
it's
wife.
All fun and games until somebody walks in on you.
I feel like
sucking your own dick feels more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked.
That is true.
That is true.
Like, cause I could jerk myself off because it's like whatever, it's, you know, it's work to do. But like you can't muscle through.
That's a good point. I've never thought of it that way. That is a very, very valid point.
Let's see.
I think you just changed my mind on the whole dick sucking method.
This is a good point. Here is a wise man once said.
It turns out being able to blow yourself feels more like having a dick in your mouth than getting a blowjob.
That was Trask Smart out for a producer. Yeah, he... oh, can I get this back so I get my
yeah,
mouth
no
to
shit.
Die?
Here.
Yeah, that wise words from Trask Swartout one time many years ago. And, I never, until we really, you know, got down on it, I'm like, that's probably true, you know? It feels, you're like, I'm not getting my dick sucked. I'm sucking a dick right now.
Yeah.
It's a big, you know, I feel like one sensation is going to override the other. Plus, also, I don't want to, like, it's why I don't masturbate aggressively. Like, stop masturbating altogether. But... That's why I didn't masturbate aggressively, because I was always scared of getting it on my face. Because, like, what if I got it on my face and then I liked it? And now, like, that's my thing.
But it's
and now I gotta, like, come on my own face every time I beat off. That's a disaster, especially when I'm driving and masturbating.
That's
which
you're
is, like,
so
half the time.
Homophobic. You ever been like eating ice cream? And, like, some of it rolls down your cheek, and then you just, like...
Put it on my dick and have some guy suck it off?
Yeah, but it's, like, just because something's on your face doesn't mean it's better.
Well, I'm not saying that it would be better. I'm saying, what if I liked it? What if I'm like, ooh, daddy likes. And then next thing you know...
You don't have to experience something to know you're not going to like it or you
are
going to like
it. That's
not true. Yes, it is.
No, I'll try almost anything in life twice. So, and both times I jerked off on my face, I liked it. So,
but that because like, I
and
mean,
my therapist, when I told her about it, said, "Oof." She was.
You ever, like, you ever? I mean, would you ever drive like a Fiat?
No, I'd rather come on my face.
Yeah, because you know, you wouldn't like a Fiat. I would love a Fiat. I love little cars.
Oh, this,
and I've
the
never.
Picture is becoming more clear, Folger.
I've never,
or
like,
that
or
beard
like
for just catches it all.
Or like an army jeep.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who wouldn't like? I know I would love to have an army jeep.
Okay.
I don't have to have driven one.
I like how you went from Fiat to army jeep. Like,
well,
no, it's on the manly. I'll drive a jeep.
It's like the tiniest little jeep.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The best.
It's they're adorable. What? No, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's not. I don't,
you need to jizz on your own face, dude.
All right, tonight I'm going to. Yeah. I haven't jerked off in like 8 months, 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's... I gave it up. I gave up porn and masturbation.
I've never been a porn guy.
And when I said if I ever go back to beating off, I'm going to do it by imagination only. So no porn. Yeah. I feel like it's bad. No porn.
Early
for
90s
you?
Style, yep.
No yeah. Porn?
No, we did this show live at the Riddler once, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And I let you have my phone.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh man, no porn, huh? All right. I never watched porn on my phone even when I did though.
Well, that's all I have.
Oh, see, I was always a no porn on my phone guy. I've never watched porn on my phone.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'll just go to. Yeah, I used to just go if I was in a pinch. You could find some hoes on Instagram or something there. but yeah, the never. Have you ever? You have.
I've the first time I legitimately tried to look up porn, because growing up poor, we didn't have a computer.
Sure.
It was always a Sears catalog. Like, it's not a joke. That's an actual.
No, know. I think anyone in our age group like legitimately beat off to a Sears.
Yeah.
Catalog.
Oh, absolutely. But the first time I ever tried to find porn on a computer was I was in Iraq, and my roommate.
Damn.
Yeah, I was 25. My roommate, he was on leave, so he was gone for 3 weeks. I had the chew to myself for 3 weeks. I found out how many times I could jerk off in a 24-hour period, and this was before I tried to download
porn. How many?
11.
Is that, wait, is that did you, do you think you capped out? Like you were just, it was like a smokeless cigarette after that, just nothing coming out? Were you still tugging, or did you just give up?
So I stayed up super late because we had a night mission. I stayed up super late, got back to my chew. It was my first mission without my roommate, and got back to the chew at like 1 or 2. And I was just like, you know, don't have to do it in the shower right now. Sweet. And so I just knocked it out. And then I couldn't fall asleep. I was out of sleeping pills. Like an hour went by. I was like, God, this sucks. And so I was like, maybe just need to jerk off again. So I jerked off, you know, and then I woke up super early, like at 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I still got the chew to myself. Like, all right. It's like when you got a full tank of gas.
Uh-huh.
You just like, you start revving your engine everywhere because you're like, I got the gas, you know. And so I had jerked off in 3 times. In that day, and it just, I was just like, I wonder. We didn't have a mission that day. We didn't have shit going on, so I didn't even go to the gym.
I wonder. He puts on his lab coat.
So it was by like 9 o'clock at night because I slept so bad the night before, and I was just, and so I probably could have got 12, maybe even a baker's dozen, but I just gave up.
That was at 11.
But the first, so it was like, that was like, you know, a good day or two into having the chew to myself. And then it just didn't cross my mind because I was so nutted out, you know. And then I was like, huh, I do have a laptop. Like, let's see what all the big deal is about with porn. And so I just Googled.
Like,
I just
holy to, Jesus, this is new.
I just Googled porn. And I clicked on the first
fucking
website.
Fucking rookie mistake.
Yeah. I clicked on the first website, and it was something like, you know, fucking... you know, porn tube or jizz tube,
yeah,
or something with a tube. And I was like, oh, and I was like, you could see all the thumbnails. And like the first, like the thing that caught me way out, and I had heard like lots of porn jokes of people talking about porn before, so I kind of knew like what I was getting into.
Yeah.
But
you'd seen like porn tapes, like cassettes, right?
No, I hadn't.
VHS,
I hadn't. No.
You'd never seen like
no.
a, you know?
I've never, I had never seen a porn. Wow.
That is fucking wild.
Yeah. All right.
And so I.
Did you grow up in a cult?
No, just a religious household.
Oh, okay.
But even if we did have a cassette tape, like there was no, like a VHS, there were 6 kids in my house.
Yeah.
You know, you're never going to get time to do yourself, and I'm not going to jerk off with someone else, you know? But the first thumbnail, I don't even remember what the title was. It was just something so fucking erroneous, like, you know, lab assistant spills, you know, project, and, you know, professor punishes her. And
yeah,
I
well, that's
like,
that lab is it's,
yeah.
it's
but like
chemicals aren't
it was,
free.
It was a chick in like a, you could see she was in a lab coat, and then the guy was like double fish hooking her, and like it was just like her face, just like. And I was just like, and I think she had like the goggles on her head. Like, who's like scrolling through, and they're like, ah, if only like the
dude,
lab
that's...
chick. But so I, and then I saw like, and so
I gotta see if I can find that one.
So, she had pigtails. She was a brunette. I remember that. But there was the categories, and I was like, oh, okay, like you can like, you know. Tailor it to, and so I clicked. I saw the categories, and it was like Asians, and I was like, ooh, like that's interesting. And then it was like brunettes, and I was like, ooh, and then like blondes, and I was like, maybe if I'm feeling frisky. And I was just going through, I was just scrolling down through all the categories, and then one of them said teens, and I was
like
ooh, oh,
I like teens.
I was like, oh fuck,
I'm going to jail.
Like, yeah, they warned us, like, don't look at porn on your laptops. And so I was like, oh my god. So like I X'd out. I disconnected because you have to buy your internet every month.
Yeah.
So I like discontinued my month subscription early. Like, lost the money. And I fucking
throw it, bury it with an IED.
I unplugged the router. Like I cleared the history on the computer, and I was like, oh my god. I'm like thinking there's like someone on base that like had like just saw like a red dot, and he's like, we got him, you know. And he's like, we gotta get his location. We got like 30 seconds.
So they tell you not to watch porn.
Yeah.
Why?
They just do. I don't know. Huh. So I and so like I was like, oh god, oh god, oh god. So I went one. There was a guy in my squad who was just like a very perverted dude, constantly talking about porn. I went over to his chew, and I was like, dude, I need to like talk to you about something. And he's like, what? And I was like, please don't judge me. And he's like, what? And I was like, I think I accidentally stumbled upon like one of the bad porn sites. And he's like, what? Like, what did you do? I was like, well, I Googled porn. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Google porn. And, it's like Wikipedia comes up.
Yeah.
This kind of ties all the stories together.
Yeah.
The double fish hook with toes. Wow. Oh, God.
So, and he was like, what did you do? And I was like, well, he's like, you just Googled porn, you fucking moron. And I was like, yeah. And so he's like, which one did you click on? I was like, don't do it. He's like, no. And so we found the one and clicked on it. And I was like, yeah, that's the one. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, no. And so, like, we he clicked on the teens, and he's like, those aren't teens. He's like, they're maybe, like, 21.
Whoa, don't spoil it for me, bro. I don't want to hear that shit, okay?
And so he's like, they're not teens. I'm like, but how do you know?
No, what do you have to do? You click on tweens.
That's made my heart hurt.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Because you haven't seen it yet? Ugh, okay, so.
Poor psychologist.
Yeah, this is what? Pterodactyls. Do you want to know who first showed this to me? It was a comic. You want to guess?
Phil.
No. I'm going to go with Glatzmeyer.
Yes, Michael Glatzmeyer. So this is a girl getting railed by three guys in pterodactyl costume.
I love that the one standing there is like flapping his wings. He's in character.
He's a fucking method actor.
Double penetrated by a fucking pterodactyl. Whoa. This is so. Don't you know when you ask what people get off on, Folger? Weird shit sometimes, man.
That is. It's who like
giving her that prehistoric bone?
That's hey. That's probably why they went extinct.
That was my dad joke.
I'm done. They
from the Cretaceous period. That was bad.
From the crust pushes, puss. I don't know, anyway. So then people get off on some weird shit.
That is like, who pitched that idea? Like, who pitched that?
They keep making more porn. Like, they don't need to. There's everything else. But there is a kink and a fetish for everything.
Right. Well, and then there's spoofs for every single big movie that comes out. Avengers, fucking Pirates of the Caribbean, any of that shit. There's porn spoofs.
What? I mean. One of my favorite things is, oh, maybe I'll try and find
Back to the Future? Porn Perry? Porn Perry?
No, I found
can't be wholesome.
I would love to see. I don't know if it exists. I'm going to see. I would watch it.
I found a video.
Marty finally fucks his mom? No?
Finally. Marty finally fucks his mom. I was watching this porn video one time, and literally, like, this, this guy, there's a close up. There's like this guy's banging this girl on a couch, and you see this guy in the back hallway, like walk by, like a pizza delivery guy, and he like looks over and sees the camera, like, oh fuck, and just like keeps walking. And they didn't even bother like zooming in on
it's
the couple.
It's an actual pizza guy?
Yeah, it's like a guy delivering pizza. It wasn't meant to be in the movie, it was just caught on film. I'm like, you didn't like cut that out, you just leave that in, like, fuck it, who cares? Like, that's how much they give a shit.
There actually is a Back to the Future porn.
Oh, my God.
God, that guy
doesn't look like Marty McFly at all. Like,
that's not even
Is that a fake DeLorean?
Yeah. No, that might be real.
Here's the thing. I don't miss.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't miss plots. I just need to get right to it anyway.
Do people need that? Like, people need to believe. It's like, you know that's not Marty McFly.
I choose to believe. He looks like more like Mark Rippon than Marty McFly. Look at this shit.
That's his mom.
No, I think that's his girlfriend.
What the
Or maybe she's from the future.
I'm not sure. That's like a caveman, like a cave lady dress.
The only thing I do miss from porn is the.
Just trying to figure there out. There was some 88 miles an hour.
This was my favorite. This was the first porn I ever saw, and this was the theme song. I'll have you guys list. This is Taboo 2.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
What?
Hold on. We'll start to. Here we go. He knows how to please in every detail.
Apparently, you watched it a lot more than I did, though.
He can do more than you ever imagined.
Was this a song written for porn?
Yes.
This is like an actual like
porn
movie. Like it was.
They're all.
But it's all about incest and shit.
Yeah.
Man, that's society as fuck.
Yeah. Right now, the whole fucking like step siblings and frickin' family shit is ridiculous. That's why I can't even watch the shit anymore.
But that was a that's a legit theme song, man. That was like
it's like Family Ties.
Yeah, that's
like they hired the
is
same
it gonna
guy.
Like have like the same intro where it shows like a character doing something?
Yeah, yeah.
That was good. But now I just like just get to it. I don't care. I don't need all the build up. I'm so. What's your max in a day, Jeremy? How many?
I don't keep count.
You think? What do you think? If you had to guess.
Nowhere close to his.
No?
But I'm more longevity, like.
What, you keep
all the time.
Oh.
Constantly.
Yeah. See, I gave it up.
What's your max in a day?
Probably like 5, maybe 6.
Yeah, see, that's quitter talk.
Yeah, but that was when I was a young man, too. That was I don't know if I
could. What's the number of times you've had sex with another person in a day?
Same person?
A person.
I was going to say.
those are different answers. Yeah. And finished?
Yeah.
So.
Both of you.
Oh, the girls can come? Gross. don't be gross. Come on, man. We're living in reality.
She just peed on my bed.
Yeah. Probably around 6 also, I assume, you know. But I'm a generous lover, so.
I don't buy it.
No, it's true. I will say this. I am an extremely...
You can't even fit your own toe in your mouth.
I'm an extremely lazy lover. This is true. But nobody receives oral like I do. So that's one thing I have to say. All right. Do we have any other news, or are we...
I'm sure.
You say you had one
more?
We're
doing the news.
So this one is cannibal murdered hairdresser he met on Grindr then ate his testicles.
Okay, so guys.
Yes. Mark Latunsky, 50, reportedly killed Kevin Bacon, 25.
Kevin Bacon? No Tremor 6?
After meeting up with him for a date in Clayton Township, Michigan on Christmas Eve. Newly released court documents seen by WJBK says Bacon's corpse was found hanging naked from the rafters of Latusky's house. Now, this is the kind of shit I masturbate to.
Yeah, I was just saying, I wouldn't watch this porn.
Latusky reportedly confessed to killing Bacon by stabbing him in the back before slicing his throat. He is also said to have told the police that he sliced Bacon's testicles off with the knife before eating them.
Okay. All right.
Do you think he cooked
them?
He
ate the testicles?
Do you think he cooked them?
Yeah, or did raw, like, went like Rocky Mountain oysters. Yeah. You ever had those?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They're not good.
No, they're just you kind of...
It's like,
Have you ever had them, Jeremy? Rocky Mountain oysters?
No.
Bull testicles?
No.
No. Would you try them?
No. I don't like
They can be elk
seafood,
testicles, too.
And it says oysters in it,
oh,
so
it's
I would not eat
seafood.
It. I know. I understand
Semen
that.
Semen food.
Yes.
I
would probably pop one in my mouth.
You got to wait till it comes off the elk.
Yeah. No, like,
okay.
I used to go to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival in Rock Creek, Montana, all the time when I lived there. And that was debaucherous. Like, that was the craziest. You'd walk around there, like, people just, like, fucking in the middle of the, like, mud and shit. And it was just, like, this crazy. It was, like, it was,
Burning Man?
Kind of. I've been to Burning Man once, too. I was thinking Woodstock.
You've been to Burning Man?
Yeah, I went one time, like, 13 years ago, probably. When I still lived in L.A., I just broke up with my girlfriend at the time and had a week off, and I was looking to get out of town, and I'm like, Burning Man was coming up. I'm like, I'm going to go check it out. I got drugs. It was quite an experience.
Did you go to the sex tent?
I did not go to a sex tent. I did enjoy myself quite a bit while I was there. I used to be adventurous though and go do everything. Like I've been to Sturgis and shit. That was fucking nuts. But I went with Banditos, fucking motorcycle gang. So that was a whole different experience. Yeah.
I've never been to like a festival or anything like that.
Really?
I'm not.
Yeah, no porn until you're 25. No festival. No drugs.
I did drugs early.
Cocaine and freaking weed doesn't count.
When,
those aren't real
those
drugs.
Do those not count?
Nah,
those
yeah,
count enough to get you kicked out of college.
That's gateway drugs.
Yeah, everyone's done that. So
I'm not adventurous sexually, yeah, like at all.
No?
But not one. Like, I'm terrified of getting it.
You don't even bang girls?
Not. I try not to.
Well, you wait. You're terrified to get an STD.
Yeah.
You know you could. That's okay. So what's if you're with a girl in any capacity, you can get an STD with from her.
Well, that's why I just don't bang that many girls.
Well, you don't have to keep pretending, okay, Vulture? We get. What? Are you seeing anyone now?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. When is this? Let me wait. Let me. Do you want to know when this is coming out so you can rephrase your? This is coming out on the 8th, Wednesday the 8th. Yeah. So, is there anyone?
I still won't be. It could be the 8th 4 months from now, and I still wouldn't be seeing anyone. But I haven't had a serious relationship in almost 4 years.
How come?
Just haven't.
Do you want one?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Why don't you have one?
I would love to be a boyfriend.
You see, girl. You see, you date, though.
I do. I do. But there's always, I very, very rarely get a second date.
Why?
I don't know. The one more recent one was I had a date with this chick. It was our first date. Took her out to Twigs, like, paid for everything. And she texted me the next day and said, "You seem nice, but I'm just not going to pursue you." She's like, "I can give you the reasons why if you'd like."
Did you get him?
And so I can pull him up.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, fuck, let's do another hour.
Hopefully I didn't delete her number. Where is it? So wait for it. I'll find it. It was a couple months ago.
I wonder if it's one of the girls that I banged off of Tinder or one of the ones that you did, because we ran through that whole app by ourselves.
I feel like there's a weird Venn diagram happening.
Yeah, totally.
And I don't want to talk about it. I know a couple of Jeremy and I have, and I know a couple of Folger and I have.
God. So we're all Eskimo brothers.
Where this is like the Eskimo Brady bunch or something. She goes, "You tended to interrupt or change subjects in the middle of stories. I tried telling you about my best friend 3 times and never ended up finishing because you trailed off onto another story." She goes,
"Jeez, he's getting very specific."
She goes, "I believe in empathy, and I feel like I was very compassionate and supportive to some stuff I told her." And then she was like, "But I feel like you forgot." Or no, she didn't say "I feel like." She said, "You forgot about a tragedy I told you about," which shows you don't pay attention or choose to listen. Then she goes, "I believe in a first date being an above and beyond experience where you go all out and impress someone because first impressions are everything. And you didn't trim your beard, which showed a lack of effort."
Wow. What's this bitch's name?
I'm not going to tell
her. No, call her out. I'll look over on Facebook right now.
No,
I'll send her a message.
Do I know?
Too late. Typing in Facebook.
Yeah, let's see a picture.
I'm just she's gorgeous.
Do I know her?
I don't think so, but probably.
Let's see.
I'll show you guys afterwards. But
no, I won't say her name. I just want to see a picture of her.
I promise I won't. Why are you so invested in my level? But she told me I didn't trim my beard.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. You don't need her.
Fuck you.
I've
told you this before. You got to be less nice. Don't go to Twigs. You don't go to Twigs on a first date.
But first impressions are everything.
No, they're not. Fuck that cunt. Here's what you do, okay? What you do is you invite her to
your house,
a bar, okay?
Or the comedy club.
We gotta crawl before you walk. No, not the comedy club.
It worked 100% of the time for me.
Okay, but he does comedy too. It's different. It is different from that aspect.
Whenever I invite a show to a chick to a show for a date, it never works.
Okay, because you can't talk or anything. It's bad. Here's what you do: you invite them. You tell them you're gonna meet them at a bar. You show up, not a dive bar, but like the Viking, like something that's a little step up from a dive bar, like you can play pool or shuffleboard or something. And then you tell them a time. You show up a little late so they can already buy their first drink.
This is so against my nature. Yeah, well, I hate being late.
No, and then they buy their first drink. And then they may already have a tab open, so they may buy your first drink too. Then you you have a second drink. You buy an expensive drink the first time because they're probably going to buy it. Then you offer a round, and by that time they're a little lubed up. You're having a good time. You're just BSing, And then, yeah, you get out of there. And then, yeah, you're like, hey, you want to come to my house and see my dog? And then, joke's on them, you don't have a dog or a house. And you murder them by the river and sexually assault their corpse.
We're in this topic again.
So,
this is why you and I need to have a dating advice, like a Dear Abby. Because you and I, for as much as look alike and have the same roster, we are completely different.
We could call it good cock, bad cock.
Yeah. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, you just can't be so. Here's the thing. It depends what you're looking for, too. If you're looking a girl that, like, I kind of used to have this thing where girls who thought they were princesses and needed to have it all and, like, were stuck up, I wanted to bring them down a peg and then peg them. And, like, I'd be like, listen, bitch, you're not fucking special. Fuck you. If a girl comes in, like, cool and chill, I'm like, cool, man. I like you. You're chill. Like, I'll respect you. We can be cool. But if you're, like, think you're all that, like, I'm going to make you want to have an eating disorder by the time we're done.
See, I can't be – I'm not a naturally mean – like, I was my early – adult age, I was a very, very aggressive, like, very angry person, and I had to completely reprogram myself to get out of that.
See, it's not aggressive, it's just,
I was a very bad, very bad actions, and I my life was going down a really, like, it was not a good, I didn't want to wake up one day and be you, and so, I had to reprogram myself.
Scaring therapists and eating mushrooms and sleep deprivation.
I say things in my head sometimes a lot that the old me would say, and especially, like, at work with coworkers.
Yeah.
And I just can't, like, I can't do that. I can't go back to that guy.
Hey, Folger. That's the voice in your head. Hey, call that girl the N-word even though she hates it. She won't know you're talking about. And your boss is racist, he'll laugh. You guys can go out and drink a 40 later. Find some boom. Folger.
This bit's gonna dwindle out.
It was dead already. It was dead, just like your inner monologue.
Yeah. You just don't know. So don't be a dick. Just don't. You don't have to be so. Be more like. Listen.
I think
it's you're meeting and just hanging out. Get to know them. Don't do the dinner. Just, like, go out for a drink or two. And if it's cool.
See, I've done a lot. Like, I really want to be in a relationship. I've wanted it for a long time, but I don't want. Like, I totally could. I totally could, but, like, I don't want to, like, settle and just be in a relationship. To be, like,
well, yeah,
I just
want
to find the right person. But,
well, especially you already have kids with somebody else and stuff, and that's, like, that is such a fucked up situation to bring somebody else into and to be in yourself. Afterwards,
okay. Do you want me? I'll give you real advice.
You don't know shit about it. You ain't got no kids.
This is genuine advice because, despite being a wreck emotionally in my own relationships, I am actually good at doling out advice for real relationships. So, question: the women you've been finding, have you been finding most of them on dating apps or all of them?
So I gave up dating apps ever since I got permanently banned off of Twitter. Or off of Tinder, yeah.
So what?
How the fuck did you get banned off of
Tinder? Yeah, tell Jeremy the story.
Hear this.
It was about a year ago, actually. Okay. And I would always make profiles that were just – because I went on one Tinder date and I was trying to date someone. It was horrible. And I was like, man, like, this is – I don't like this. And so I just turned my Tinder into just – I just started fucking off with it. Like, I took a picture one time of – I actually had my kids take a picture of me. I was all dressed in black with sunglasses on and a trench coat. And I was holding two guns. And I was like – I did a Neo from the Matrix bit. But then those photos got blocked because you can't have guns on Tinder. And so I had two cats at the time. And so I held the two cats and I said, pretend I'm just like Neo from the Matrix if you pretend these two cats are two guns. And, like, that got a lot of likes. But then nothing ever came of it. So I would do these just stupid profiles.
Yeah.
And so the last one I did that got me permanently banned on Tinder – was about this. If you remember the news about this time a year ago, there was a man by the name Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. I made a Brett Kavanaugh profile.
Nice.
Like with his pictures, and it's like, what's up, ladies? I'm about to get a huge promotion. Like, I got a thing for blondes with glasses. And like, I was using the terminology from the hearings, like boof. And like the nicknames of his buddies, like me and Tony and like and fucking Mensch, and who I just looked at the Mensch on a bench. Like, whatever, like, and so that one got a shit ton of likes. And then I was like, all right, I'm gonna let it simmer. And then I'll just get back in the morning. And I actually got a couple of friends from those days. But I was like, I'll just, I'll message people the next day. And then I go to log in, and I got an email that said I was banned for violating their terms of service or whatever.
All right, well, Brett Kavanaugh, RIP. So where are you meeting these women then?
So I'm trying to just meet them like naturally, like in places. You know, I'll see someone and ask them out, and mm-hmm. Which is so friggin' difficult.
It is, yeah. That's a weird thing.
I have done the occasional DM sliding. That mm-hmm, never really works mm-hmm, out. Mm-hmm.
I feel like anything social media related, or you got to do. If you really want a relationship, you have to go real life. And I've had several friends that have been successful in this when I give them this tip. It's like, you got to go and do something you don't normally do, like join a cooking class or like start, mm-hmm. like go take a class or something where you meet people you wouldn't normally meet in your circle or day-to-day yeah. life. And then you can start a connection that way. Either you're both new at it, you're both doing the same thing, and then you can build that way. Do something you don't normally do, like be good at comedy.
Feel good about myself.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I honestly thought about going to an AA meeting. Just
wow.
God, no, do not do Jesus. That. The women there are not.
Like you guys both know.
Yeah. But
I was court ordered for a while to go to AA meeting.
There's no
so
good
yes,
ones
I know.
There. Believe me, there's no there's good not. Ones. They'll suck your dick in the bathroom.
Oh, for sure.
For a, you know.
You and I have a common
for
friend.
A carton of Miami's, they'll fucking.
A common friend.
I won't mention her name, but
the one who just bought a house.
Yeah. We met on Tinder.
As did her and I.
Yeah, but she's turned into one of my best friends in the world.
She's
like,
great. I love her.
Yeah.
I unfortunately don't get to see her very often, but I do love her. I talk to her.
Oh yeah,
regularly on.
She's our kids play together, and it's great.
Yeah.
Anytime she posts a picture of us doing something together, like her her Facebook friends are always like, when's the wedding? All right, so since I know a lot of people listen to this, I'll tell you what our April Fool's Day joke is. We're going to, like, on midnight of the day before April Fool's Day, like, right after midnight, so when it's officially April 1st, we're going to post a picture of the two of us with her with a ring. And then just, like, not reply to any of the comments. She has so many friends that want us to be together. But they don't – they just see, like, the pictures. Like, they don't see how, like, messed up of a person I am or, like, how busy she is.
Yeah.
Like, because that's why we're good friends. We're not trying to bang.
Yeah.
We're just two people just trying to, you
hang
know,
out.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of fun. But, like, her friends are, like – she's had friends visit from, you know, where she's from. And like they're constantly like, oh, like she had some friends over there a couple of weekends ago or this last weekend, and like I came over and made them all brunch while they were hungover, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm like, this is so great. I'm like, it's really not that great. Like a guy that knows how to make brunch, which is like the easiest thing.
Yeah, it's a basic life skill that every human being should have, but I'm being celebrated because I'm a man and
exactly,
I'm not supposed to.
It's like when people celebrate dads. For
Just being there.
Oh my god, he's like when I was a new dad and had the when they were still babies and I had the carrier and I'd walk around. I love that. Your hands, that's like Bluetooth for a baby. You know, and women are like women would constantly come up to me, I just think you're such a great dad for holding my kid.
My baby's still alive.
I get that shit all the time, pushing my kids around, especially with the twins, pushing my kids around in the stroller. And be, oh, you're such a good dad.
Yeah.
I'm literally doing what I should be doing.
Yeah, like, I bet you're the kind of dad who doesn't mind changing diapers. Like, what dad minds, like, their mother went through 9 months of agony and then had to shit this thing out there, her vagina. And like ruined her body. And,
yeah, is that why you guys got divorced? Your body is a nightmare. I am up at night pacing. I can't even be in the same bed as that thing. What is that? The fucking Rancor pit? Oh, Jesus Christ! There's like extra mouse coming out of it. Looks like a roof of the Lewis and Clark caverns.
It's not it's the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, that's Sarlacc pit. Sorry,
idiot.
Nerd.
But like I would just be like, women have it way tougher when it comes to being a parent. Way tougher.
Yeah.
Like, and they love the kids more. That's like, that is not controversial. They love him so much, they'll make sure no one else can love him and drown him.
I can't. Send him back to Jesus. Send him back to you.
Women love that. I told my kids that the other day. Like, it was like a couple of weeks ago. They're like, Dad, who loves us more, you or Mom? And I was like, Mom, hands down.
Definitely.
And they're like, what? And I was like, I was like, no one loves you more than your mother, and then no one loves you second more than your dad. But like, and it's not by much, but like, your mom has me beat. Like, she loves you way more. Like, she loves you more than I do, and I'll never be able to love her more than love you guys more than she
does. Trying to move to Florida and suck on toes. all right. Well, we'll have you back soon. We'll get an update on your love life and how you're still single. You just gotta just don't try so hard. You gotta be casual.
Well, I haven't dwindled in the dating arts in a while.
All right. All right, let's see. You got any dates coming up? Tell us where we can find any dates, also on Facebook, Instagram, et cetera.
I got to do more on Facebook and Instagram, just Folger Emerson on both. But I am hosting at the Spokane Comedy Club next weekend, the 16th, 17th, and 18th for Jesse May Peluso. All
right.
So slide into my DMs if you want some tickets. I'm sure I can get some people into there, especially if you're a young, attractive woman who didn't text me a list of reasons you don't want to be with me.
Or even if you did. All right, so find Folger. Go check him out at the show. Guys, as for me, this tomorrow I will be at in Missoula, Montana, Friday at Flathead Lake Brewing Company, and Saturday back at the Black Diamond in Spokane Valley. And then we've got a bunch more stuff coming up. I'll be in Chihuahua, fucking Jokers and stuff. Go to Spokane, or I'm sorry, Deez Comedy /calendar. Check out all the dates. Let's see. I think that's it. Okay, guys. For the Social Hour, I am Deez, and for Folger and Jeremy, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Iranians, that Jewy kid from Stranger Things, my therapist, the Air Force, Toby Keith, Boom Boom Energy Drink, the WNBA, Florida, Fiat, and women I've dated. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. What has as much range as mushrooms besides women? Some taste bad, some get you high, and some will kill you.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!